So that was Professor Ignacio Goetz. He was really instrumental in my learning how to learn anything. And, you know, currently in the pole podcasting world, the person that has inspired me to go ahead and be part of a podcast to come out of my shell a little bit is Big Fatty, I have to say, because, you know, yeah, it's 20 minutes of train wreck every day is really, it's an inspiration how he keeps that up even when he has nothing to say, which is, you know, sometimes that's true. But we love you, Big Fatty. We really do. And so he's also a great inspiration.
Very nice.
Now, is Big Fatty sitting here doing a podcast with you?
He could. He could be a guest if he wanted to.
Peter, you were supposed to say Brenda is the wind beneath your wings.
Oh, Brenda, but I've already referred to you in past as our tent pole. You hold everyone else up. You really do.
I'm just saying this.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Unsolicited testimony.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I just think it's interesting that a person who's sitting right here who had said, Peter, please do a podcast with me, gets none of your podcasting admiration. But that's fine if you want to take it outside.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
20 minutes of train wreck every day is really, it's an inspiration how he keeps that up.
Rabbit, rabbit.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1482 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 1st. Of October 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. I got nothing. Hello, scholars. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, think about this. 3 months from today, it'll be 2014. Big Fatty, do we have to? Huh? Yes. Y'all, I just can't believe it. Can't believe it. Y'all, I hope y'all said rabbit, rabbit when you woke up Tuesday morning, because y'all, that'll bring you good luck during Gay Crema Month. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there is, you know, I said I don't have anything on for today's little show. Y'all, we might have some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, you got that thing from Miss Beaver to read, too. Okay, so maybe we do have a few things. Anyway, you know, it'll be a 20-minute train wreck like that Peter G, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it sounded to me like he was on the shit list. Yes, Big Fatty, he was. Peter G, y'all, he just got back from the Italy, Mexico, and y'all, he has promised that he was going to send some pictures to old Spot and Crazy. Now, I don't know if that's happened yet or not, because, you know, it's the beginning of a new month, y'all, and old Spot and Crazy, y'all, just, you know, sometimes gets a little forgetful. Maybe they're over there waiting. Maybe they're over there waiting. I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty. Peter G, I hope you had a lovely time over there. You know, he sent us a postcard. Yes, Big Fatty, it was addressed to me, too. From asses are. Big Fatty, you're just vulgar. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, it's a new month, and y'all, I'm still waiting for the assistant to get back with me, but I had a few names on my calendar for October, and y'all, one of them is today. So y'all, if I miss a celebration of exiting birth canal, you're gonna have to just cut me a break, or either that or let me know ahead of time. Yes, Big Freddy, that's even better. But y'all, today, the 1st of October, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for the one and only Teaching Thomas. Y'all, you know Teaching Thomas. Thomas, he's just as lovely as he can be, and he moves more than the Vons' bowels. Yo yo yo, Big Freddy. I'm not quite sure where Thomas is nowadays. He's been up there in the New Hampshire, I think, and then he was in Denver for a while, and something tells me he's in Oregon now. But y'all, I don't know. I just don't know where the hell he is. But y'all, if you happen to see him while you're out and about, make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, if he's in Denver, I hope if someone makes him a cake, they follow the high altitude directions.
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. Kathy. Bacon.
Hey. It's Bacon. I'm going to be a rabbit farmer anyway. This weekend. Well, bunny farmer. No?
No.
Probably rabbits. You know, get it? Like, I'm going to clean my house because Mr. Bacon is going to lost wages for work. And so anyway, I'm going to clean and get all those dust bunnies picked up and tossed out. So, but it's been so long, they're not bunnies anymore, they're rabbits. So anyway, I'm just enjoying a day of some Pleased to Meet You podcast, and it's like so much more fun to listen to them, and because I can just see Farrell laughing, and I have to thank her because I'm totally loving Doctor Who, and so if anybody else has any movie recommendations, by golly, just call them in to the VFO 206-337-1438.
Well, y'all, that is Miss Bacon. Oh, well, thank you for calling, Miss Bacon. Y'all, that's Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for calling. And you know, when she called and started talking about having a rabbit weekend, I thought she was looking at the wrong calendar or something. Because you know, today the 1st of October is when you say rabbit. But y'all, evidently she was clearing out the dust bunnies, so she would have plenty of room to say rabbit. Big y'all, there's some kind of jet plane flying over the fat cave. Anyway, oh y'all, they've got a camera on top of one of the hotels, and there's some sort of bug crawling on it. It looks like it's attacking the city of Charleston. Big Fatty, maybe it's a dust bunny. Miss Bacon, whenever you're ready, come on down here to the Fat Cave. I'll be more than happy to introduce you to some of my dust bunnies also. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle.
Hi.
You would think recording on the telephone would have a better sound than calling the BFO, but apparently both are cracking and bad. So ruined already. I just wanted to felicitate you for the amazing show that you've put up in Pride 48, since I haven't called for a while. True, I'm not calling now because I'm recording to the phone. So fantastic, three shows, and I started listening to the Pink Carpet. I finished it, and I started listening to the kickoff show. So I'll be on that one for a while, since I cannot listen that much these days. And I want to congratulate everybody that participated to Pride 48.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up on him? Well, I didn't hang up on him. Big Fatty, didn't he say he wasn't using the telephone? I don't know how that happened. But y'all, that is the crazy Mexican. Y'all, that is that Hat M from over there in Mexico, and I think he's in Bulgaria or somewhere. Big Fatty. He's in bull something, but anyway, Hadam, thank you so much for the call, and we love to hear your voice. We'd love to hear you do the angry panties again, but Big Fatty, who knows? There may be a Crema miracle. There may be another little show from him. You never know these days. But Hadam, anytime you want to call into the BFO, you just pick up that cellular telephonic device and you just let us know what's going on over there in Bulgaria. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And the jalopy. So thank you for your advice. I fully expected to pretty much check into the hotel on Thursday and then immediately get the call that I needed to turn around after I'd just driven 7 hours and drive like 9 to Hatful. It did not happen, which probably means that she's dead and no one's told me yet, because they didn't want to ruin my weekend. That's how they do. And we hope not. Just to be clear, we hope not, but that's how the hats do. They don't tell you anything, and I know you're familiar with that. Oh, don't bother coming home. It's okay. We'll just die without you. Anyway, but I just wanted to call and say thank you so much, Big Fatty, for letting me borrow your hover round, your scooter. I went in and said, my name is Larry, and I'm disabled. And so I scooted around, and Drusilla, well, actually, I never saw Drusilla because the poor thing had his own medical maladies. But that's okay. I ate my weight in pork, and I hovered around in your scooter. Unfortunately, I couldn't fit it back in the car, so I left it there. But anyway, you can pick it up in June when you get out for the good days. You're fat, Big Fatty. Thank you. I see you in the coal mine. Bye. How do I hang this? Oh, Lord. My button's broken.
Y'all, that Vader, thank you so much for calling. Y'all, that's old Vader, and he was, he was down visiting the mouse this past weekend. And Vader, I was not aware that you had taken my hover round, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by what I'm about to tell you. And I think that Vader is part of the problem here. Y'all, because the Disneyland and the Disney World, and Dr. Stone may want to make a note of this, because he's going to be up there this coming weekend for the good days out there at Disneyland. But y'all, the Disneyland and the Disney World are no longer going to let people with disabilities, and I'm guessing that for some that means fat people. Yes, Big Fatty, that's certainly a disability for Vader. Will no longer go straight to the front of the lines after growing abuse of the system. Under the change, visitors will be issued a ticket with a return time and a shorter wait, similar to the Fast Pass. Currently, visitors unable to wait in the regular line can get a backdoor access, Big Fatty, that's vulgar, to rides or go through the exit and wait in a shorter line. Big Fatty, does that apply to butt pirates of the Caribbean? I believe it does. So anyway, y'all, evidently they saw Vader in the hover round, and they're eliminating that. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about eliminations. No. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a verbal spanking on Monday from Miss Beaver, because y'all, I forgot to mention when I was doing the lead-in on those British slang phrases, y'all, Miss Beaver had said, this is something for you to read on the little show hat. M will love it. Steve and the Yuck posted this. So anyway, y'all, we want to give credit where credit is due. So y'all, if you don't like these, please get in touch with Steve and the Unk. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all hear some of the phrases. Any road. Now, y'all, you know that little Aussie battler, Scotty, is over there in the Unk. So I wonder how many of these he knows or not. You know, not is over there also. Steve and the Unk and the red FF pup, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Any road. You know what that means? It means used in place of any way, primarily used in the north of Britain. Baccy. You know what baccy is? Yes, Big Freddy. Shortened word for tobacco. Also, wacky tobacky. Excuse me, wacky backy means marijuana. Big Freddy, that's the dope. Barmy. You know what barmy is? Big Freddy, boy do we ever, it's you. Barmy is crazy or insane, and it's always derogatory. Big Freddy. Bender, it's a derogatory term for a homosexual, like a poof. Note, you probably shouldn't use it or you'll get slapped, but it's worthy of note for giving Futurama a very different meaning. Y'all, I don't know what that means. Biggie. Big Freddy, is that vulgar? It is. It's the term children might use to describe feces or an erection. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. We're having Cheerios. In this month, we might be having Count Chocula. Bits and bobs. You know what bits and bobs are? It's various things. Big Freddy, that goes without saying. Bob's your uncle. Bob's your uncle, y'all. That means there you go. You've got it. Bollocks. You know what bollocks are? Well, technically, it means balls. Big Freddy, yes, you know all about bollocks, but often describes something seen as extremely negative or lacking in value. Example, a total shit. Big Freddy, would that be like a total biggie? Yeah, something like that. Bugger off. Go away. Leave me alone. And bugger used on its own is akin to fuck or shit. Big Freddy. Chav. You know what chav is? Well, y'all, it means white trash. Big cheeky. To be respectful of something, having a flippant or an attitude. Chin wag. And that is to have a chat with somebody. Big. And a chin wag. Collywobbles. Biff! Collywobbles. Extreme queasiness or stomach pain brought on by stress, nervousness, or anxiety. A daft cow. Y'all, that's a very stupid person. Dog's bollocks. Y'all, that's extremely good or favorable. Dog's dinner. To be dressed nicely or to look dapper. Yes, Spaghetti. Donkey's years. Ages, as in I haven't seen you in donkey's years. Big Fatty. Fagged. Disturbed, bothered, or interrupted. Example, if one were studying for a test, one would not want to be fagged. Big Fatty. And y'all, this will be the last one I do today. Fall arse over tit. To have an embarrassing fall or to topple over. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you've had a lovely, lovely 1th of October. You know, Big Fatty's here 20 minutes a day, like that Peter G said. Bringing a train wreck to you 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Yes, Big Fatty, you and Big Fatty, just hearing you talk about all the things that you talk about gives me the collywobbles. Big I like collywobbles. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a wonderful rabbit kind of day. And Peter G, what'd you think? What'd you think of today's little show?
20 minutes of train wreck every day is really, it's an inspiration how he keeps that up.
Oh, I'm so glad we could inspire you.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.